back to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Barbecue Bob, we're talking about the whole loin and nothing but the loin. Today, not a lion. They look like they're spelled the same, but they're not. So anyway, we talked about going to the hog now. So pork loins, there's tenderloins and there's all kinds of loins, right?
Right.
But what do we want to talk about?
Well, welcome. Thanks, Jop, and welcome. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back. I would like to remind you all that we have a great bunch of resources for you out there on the web. TheGrillingGuys.com has a ton of recipes if you like doing loin or meatloaf or rib bon voyage. Whatever you want to do, you go to TheGrillingGuys.com. You can send us a question. You can ask us things on there. It's a blog. It makes Julian French fries actually, and there's
tenderizes your meat.
There's a little icon on the top right that has a set of earmuffs, and you can sign up because we ship out a lot of podcasts every week, and our podcasts are free. You can get them there. You can go to the iHeartRadio app, and you can sign up for the Grillin' Guys podcast as well. And podcasting is huge now, and it's just a very convenient way to listen to the show. So if you can't get through another week without listening to our marvelous voices, sign up for a podcast in case you're busy on Saturdays. Also, there's a search bar there, and you can punch in your keyword, and you'll probably find a recipe or a product or some help. On the right side of the page, there's a bunch of sponsors, and you click on their icon, and you'll see what kind of sales and specials they have going on right now that might save you a little money on great products. And we're picky with who we sign up for sponsors, so if it's on there, it's a good product.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, loin. I love pork loin just because it's such a deal. I mean, you wait till you see it on sale, and then you grab a bunch of them.
Right. So let's distinguish between the inside loins and the loins that are backstrapped.
Loin or tenderloin, just right. Like with beef. You have a loin and you have a tenderloin. With beef, it's filet mignon. With a loin, it's a ribeye.
Right.
So with pork, it's a loin or a center cut loin, and then you have pork tenderloin, which are the little bitty ones.
Yeah,
and
about the size.
I'm not a big fan of pork tenderloin for some reason. It's okay. It's really tender.
Right.
But I'm a little weird about it.
There's not a lot of fat on one of those. They're very lean, so you have to put some sort of a sauce, a marinade, an oil, or something on those if you're going to grill those tenderloins. Now, I like them because typically there's only two of us at a meal, right?
So it's the right size.
So it's the right size, and I can throw those on the grill. Not too hot of a grill, but, you know, medium heat, and you can get those done in 15, 20 minutes.
So what you just heard there was Jop saying that he's so stingy, he never invites anybody over to eat at his house. He just cooks for himself.
Well, that's not the case, but every day is. I mean, every day is not a party at my house like it is at yours, right?
Okay.
But from time to time,
I
cook just the tenderloins. But you can buy them in the store already seasoned, or you can buy them just...
And those are great.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Hormel does them. All sorts of people do that. But you'll pay $6 a pound instead of $4.
Right, exactly. So, and I can flavor them the way I want.
Right.
And they're, to me, that's just as good.
So. I did these. Now, I want to talk about a loin. You can also just cut that loin into chops, which I've talked about a million times here, making your own pork chop out of it. Well, my wife bought some pre-cut like that at the big box supermarket, right? And I was kind of like panic stricken because, number one, I go to Sobey for my meat. And number two, I don't know. I would rather buy a whole loin on sale for $2 or $3 a pound than to buy these things at $4 or $5 a pound.
Right, just because somebody ran a knife through them.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're too thin. I want mine 1.5 inches, and then I'm going to take my jacquard and I'm going to beat them up. Well, I did that with the ones she bought anyway, and I took some orange oil and orange balsamic from Old World Olive Press,
mm-hmm.
and
blood orange oil and tangerine balsamic is what it is. Yep.
It was another orange. They've got a couple oranges now, but it was the blood orange oil. And then when I got done finishing them off, I took a slice of orange and I put it on each one, shut the lid, and just parked it and let them ramp down. And my mouth's watering right now because that was such a beautiful combination. I've never tried
citrus
it before.
Citrus and
that
pork
way.
Is always good.
I know, but I've never tried that blood orange oil and whatever their new orange balsamic is, the combination of the two. I was afraid it might be a little too much. Man, it wasn't at all.
Right.
What happens is that balsamic kind of burns or darkens up as you finish it, as you glaze it off, and it reduces. And so you get a little bit more black marks on it, and it was just really nice. It was beautiful.
So did you put that oil and or the balsamic on before you hit it with the Jacquard or after?
After.
Okay. So
and then I marinated it for – I did that, and then I marinated it for maybe an hour.
In
a bowl.
No, what – in marinade?
The oil and the balsamic.
Right, okay.
Not a lot of balsamic.
Right.
Mostly the oil.
But so you hit that with the Jacquard, and what that does is that breaks down the fibers. It's the little bed of nails. We've talked about it many, many times. It's
a tortured
tool.
Tortured it.
Put it in there, let it set for an hour, took it out, and then did you go straight to the grill with it, or did it set out on a board to – I think you go straight to the grill, don't
straight
you?
Straight to the grill.
Right, out of the –
And then I closed the lid, and then I put the oranges on it after I flipped them, turned it off basically, and just let them coast in.
Right.
And they were just picture perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah,
man.
It was very nice.
Awesome.
It was very nice.
Right. So
And so another thing you can do, you've actually played around with whole pork loins a lot. Tell us some successful techniques you've done.
Well, the first and easiest is a rotisserie, right, where you can just – and you're talking about the pork loin that's the size of a softball now, right?
Yep.
And you can buy that a whole one is maybe 2 foot long.
Yeah,
and so,
nobody gets those.
Right, but get a chunk of it, whatever it is that you need to feed.
They usually call them center cuts.
Right, yeah, and you can find them anywhere. Sobeys has them. Everybody has them, but – you get a chunk of that, and I run the skewer through the center of it, but I usually brine it because there's fat on the outside, and it's a pretty lean piece of meat, and I'll put it in a little brine for a couple hours just to try to drive some moisture and a little bit of flavor in it, do my aromatics, my salt, my sugar, and let that brine for a couple hours and then put it on that rotisserie in direct heat. And what I mean by that is I've got a rotisserie that's a charcoal grill, and I set the fire off to the side. It's not directly under because this thing's going to render, right? And it's going to drip. And if those renderings are hitting those hot coals, you're going to get flare-ups. Whereas if they're beside, I've even put a pan underneath there so I don't get this greasy mess in the bottom of my grill that it catches the drippings. And you can also use those for gravies or sauces on other parts of your meal. But that's my favorite way of doing it, Bob, is the rotisserie. And you know what? The key to the success of that is your thermopen, because you stop the rotisserie, stick the pen into the center part, and make sure that you're at your 150 or 155 for the roast. But
there
anyway,
you go. Good good
great
tip,
great technique for a loin. Coming up next, it's the Loin King, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Stick with us. We'll be back.